Welcome to the Highly Spirited Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie McNew. I love cocktails and I love the macabre. So every week I'm bringing you a cocktail recipe in history and some ghost stories. So let's get ready to get lit and get scared. Welcome back. We are wrapping up March today in a blaze of glory, quite appropriate for fiery Aries season. These months that have the five Fridays kind of kick my ass, and this year has a few of them. It is the first one though. So this episode's topic is going to be quite random, and it's all because I saw a dumb meme that said people just aren't spontaneously combusting like they used to, and it made me cackle. People really aren't though. I feel like this is a very old-timey phenomenon. Like, it's never mentioned anymore, but I feel like old-timey newspapers would just be like, hey, dude caught on fire. We don't know why. So that's what we're going to talk about today is spontaneous human combustion. But before we get into that, we are going to need a cocktail. So I went with an old-timey cocktail as well. Flaming cocktails have quite a history of their own. People have loved them for centuries. These cocktails are more about the presentation than the drink itself, and flair bartending is a genre of its own, although flaming drinks also lend themselves to tiki as well. Today's cocktail is apparently the first flaming cocktail on record, and it is quite the display. It's called the Blue Blazer, and it made its debut in 1862 in the first edition of the Bartender's Manual by Jerry Thomas. This drink isn't hard to make, but the instructions were written a bit odd, so bear with me through this. The bartender will need two large silver-plated mugs that have handles. I think the handles are key here. About 6 ounces of scotch. The original recipe calls for a wine glass full, but if you want to measure, I would do 6 to 8 ounces, and you'll need boiling water. Pour the scotch and water into one of the mugs and light it on fire. While it's on fire, pour the liquid from the silver mug to silver mug so it looks like a continuous river of fire. So you're really just kind of like throwing it back and forth into the mugs, like kind of in front of your own face. The bartender needs to be fast to accomplish this and careful so that it doesn't splash back on him or any of the patrons. Once the liquid fire is transferred from mug to mug about 5 to 6 times, it dies down a bit and then it can be served. It's typically served in a rocks glass with pulverized sugar and a lemon peel. This Blue Blazer is one I would not recommend trying at home. Leave anything with like flames and alcohol to a well-experienced flair bartender. You don't want to hurt yourself or catch your own house on fire. So that one looks fun. I would actually love to see somebody make this. Like, the back and forth of the liquids consistently like is impressive to me, because there's no way I'm not dropping that fiery thing on the floor. But yeah, that is the Blue Blazer. People have been into catching shit on fire since forever, because as I said, this debuted in 1862. I will be right back after this quick break, and then we're going to talk about spontaneous human combustion. Do you like cocktails? If you're listening to the show, I'm going to assume that you do. If you're into just ordering them and not making them at home, I have just the thing for you. I wrote 2 books last year. One is called Drinking with the Stars, Cocktails for the Zodiac, and it pairs each zodiac sign with its own cocktail, and it just gives a blurb about the personality of each sign. They are all very basic, easy to make. Anyone could make these at home, and I think it's fun to have a night with your friends to be like, oh, you're a Scorpio? Here's your cocktail. You're an Aries? Here's yours. You can make a whole flight for all your friends that you have over. I think that is a fun way to spend a night. I also have another book called Monster Mixology, which pairs a lot of folklore and monster lore with cocktails that pair well with it. It is just fun to explore these things and learn a couple, like, I don't know, spooky things while you're having a drink. They're both available on Amazon. Check them out, Drinking with the Stars and Monster Mixology. And I'm back. Let's get into it. First, what even is spontaneous human combustion? The simplest explanation is it's just a human body, either dead or still living, that bursts into flames all on its own without an external ignition source. And what causes this? We don't actually know, but there's been many theories, and researchers have found a few things amongst victims of this that they have in common. First is alcoholism. So myself and probably most people that listen to this are fucking screwed. This could happen to us at any point. New fear unlocked. Not really. We're probably fine. Alcoholism is number one on the list. Elderly females And they find that the hands and feet usually just fall off. Those things aren't typically burnt up with the rest of the body. What's left of the body after burning is generally very greasy and smells awful. But the fire causes very little damage to other items in proximity or touching the body. Say, for instance, they're sitting in a chair when they catch on fire. The body will be in ash and grease, but the chair is fine. The chair was not damaged by the fire, which is crazy. And last part of this theory is perhaps it wasn't spontaneous at all, and the fire was caused from an outside source, such as a cigarette or a candle, and the person just wasn't mobile enough to move away from the flames. The last point of an outside source also brings me to what is called the wick effect. The wick effect is when a fire from an outside source causes subcutaneous fat to leak from the body and fuel the fire more. Say someone fell asleep while smoking a cigarette and dropped it. The cigarette catches their clothing on fire, burning into the skin. The now open skin leaks out fat. The fat is a fuel source, and the fire can keep going as long as that fuel is available. A bigger person would burn longer than a skinnier one. This also explains why the feet and hands are usually found just fallen off and not burnt. Neither of those extremities have much fat in them. The wick effect makes a lot of sense to me because old candles used to be made from tallow, which is just animal fat, instead of wax, and they were very long burning. The alcoholism mentioned previously is suggested by some scientists because excessive drinking can produce acetone, which is a highly flammable chemical. Being in ketosis can also cause the production of acetone in the body, so watch out, all you little keto freaks that think you're healthy. Kidding. Why it occurs more in females than males, I didn't find a solid explanation for, except that women tend to carry more body fat than men do. My favorite and most unhinged explanation of spontaneous human combustion comes from a UK writer named Michael Harrison, who wrote a book titled Fire from Heaven in 1976, claiming that spontaneous human combustion is caused by poltergeists. I haven't read this book, but this theory is so bonkers that I've got to go hunt down a copy. And like, it sounds crazy, but poltergeists are just energy. They're just angry spirit energy. So maybe if one was in your body and wanted to burst out, it could catch you on fire in the process. I don't know. I got to know how this man got to that conclusion. I'm going to have to go find this damn book. I'll let you know when I find it. But that being said, that's essentially what spontaneous human combustion is, just people catching on fire for apparently no reason, and then your body using its own fat to keep fueling that fire. So let's talk about some examples of this that have actually happened. The case I'm most familiar with is that of Mary Reeser, who was 67 when her body caught fire. She was discovered on July 2nd, 1951, when her landlady happened to notice that her doorknob seemed especially hot. She called authorities for a welfare check, and when they arrived, Mary was discovered in her chair, burned to ash except for one leg. This case has long been held a prime example of spontaneous human combustion, but that's not what happened. After the investigation wrapped, it was confirmed that Mary was in fact a smoker that took sleeping pills. So it's likely that she fell asleep, dropping the cigarette on herself, catching her clothing on fire. Then her body fat kept the fire going until she was completely burnt up. The rest of the building is fortunate her unit had cement floors, so they weren't easy to catch on fire, and it didn't spread. Her chair was actually pretty okay as well. It was just her body that burnt up. So she's actually a great example of the wick effect and not so much spontaneous human combustion. In a similar story, an 89-year-old woman from Dublin, Ireland, named Margaret Hogan, was found burned to a crisp in her home on March 28, 1970. All that was left were her legs from the shins down and her feet. The rest of her was in an ash heap in her chair that remained unburned. There were fake flowers on the table that had melted. They were made of plastic, so they got very melty. And the TV screen that was about 12 feet from her chair melted also. But the rest of her home remained unaffected and intact. After an investigation, the cause of the fire remains unknown. She truly does seem like a natural case of spontaneous human combustion. In a similar fashion, Helen Conway was only 51 years old when she burst into flames in her bedroom in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania in 1964. Her body burned hot enough to also cause the TV in her room to melt. but the bed and linens and other items in the room were left unfazed. A similar fate happened to Beatrice Oxy of Illinois in 1979 over Thanksgiving weekend. She was found burned to an ash heap with her legs still intact. Nothing around her ashes were damaged, just her body. Beatrice was known to be a smoker and drinker and had been diagnosed with diabetes. She also had mobility issues and wore a leg brace. So even if there was an outside source, it's not likely she would have been able to get away from it quickly anyway. In 1982, 61-year-old Jean Sathan of Edmonton, England, burst into flames in her father's kitchen. Jean, who had been diagnosed as mentally handicapped from the age of 6, was being cared for by her father and brother. There were no open flames in the kitchen at the time except for a pilot light on the stove, which should have been a non-issue. The father and brother described Jean going up in flames rather abruptly, with flames and roaring noises emitting from her mouth. There was no other fire damage to the kitchen or the home. This phenomenon, as I mentioned before, generally occurs more in women, but we have a few men to talk about as well. First up is Henry Thomas, who was 73, living in South Wales. His body was found scorched inside his home in 1980. He was burned to ash except for his skull and his feet and legs, which surprisingly were found with half his pants on as well as his socks. The chair he was in was found half burnt, but not entirely. An odd death caused by apparent spontaneous human combustion is that of Dr. John Bentley of Pennsylvania. His body burned hot enough to melt through the linoleum floor in his bathroom. He was found in a pile of ashes in his basement directly below the hole in his bathroom floor. Dr. Bentley was an avid pipe smoker, but smoking doesn't seem to be the cause of this fire, as his pipe was found unlit and intact on his nightstand beside his bed. On March 26, 1986, in Crown Point, New York, 58-year-old retired firefighter George Mott was found incinerated in his own bed. His son had gone to check on him after making several unanswered phone calls. George had previously been a smoker, but had since quit due to health issues and being put on oxygen. He was left in ashes except for his skull, which had appeared to be shrunken. His bed had been intact but not burnt. Plastic items around his home melted, though, and the fire was hot enough to evaporate the water in the toilet and boil the hot dogs in the fridge while still in their package. And that is wild to me. The fact that the TV or fridge didn't melt is impressive, and even more impressive that the entire house didn't burn down, with his body fire being that hot and intense. In a more recent one, Michael Faraday of County Galway in Ireland was 76 years old when he was found burned to death. Nothing else around him in the home affected. Coroners ruled his death spontaneous human combustion, as no other explanations made any sense. This was in December of 2010, which I guess has been 14 years ago now, but it does seem more recent than the others. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that was like 14 years ago. Oh, that hurts. So RIP to all these people who apparently burst into flames for no apparent reason. And my heart does go out to their families, as this has to be a weird and sudden way to lose someone. And then assholes like me talk about it on a podcast for decades to come. Anyways, let me know what you guys think, as there are some debates out there, like, is spontaneous human combustion a real phenomenon? What do you think causes it? Or do you think there were other explanations or causes of death for these people? I'm going to wrap it up today. I will see you next week, kicking off some brand new April episodes. Until then, please share the podcast. Check it out on Instagram. Tell some friends. We are a Highly Spirited podcast on Instagram, TikTok, really all the socials. Go look it up. And cheers.